on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
All right, we're back. Good morning. Coming to you from the Radio Hut, things look sunny. Things look about 32 degrees. That looks about right for Wednesday, October 29th. Well, two things. Who doesn't love church ladies? I love church ladies. And the one thing I love about elections, one of the few, is I get to talk to these two, Janelle and Julian. With the, we're talking big things going on at Breck Lutheran and election.
Good morning.
So who wants to start? I always throw this up in the air. So
I'll start, I guess.
Okay. What's happening here?
Well, the same thing that's happening every single year, the Breck Lutheran Meatball Election Day Dinner.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of been a staple now for, we've just been trying to figure out how many years, over 10.
Well, your mom was doing it before you guys stepped into the role. Yeah,
Janice was doing it for a number of years, and she kind of passed the baton to us, we think about 6 years ago, five, 6 years ago. But the tradition stays the same. The meal stays the same. The recipe's the same. So it's a good night to get your meal made for you.
Yeah.
And support Breck Lutheran. It's the only fundraiser we have throughout the entire year. So and all of our funds, people ask a lot, like, where do these funds go? The funds that we raise, actually, a lot of them do stay local.
Stay right here.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, we you know, help our own church, obviously, but then we also help people in the community that you know, these programs that people might not be aware of, but we do, the funds do stay a lot locally.
So, and this big synod. for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
This meatball supper.
It is.
Okay, is this your mom's recipe? I ask you that every single time.
Yep,
because
yes.
I'm telling you,
Christmas
folks,
dinner.
I was here last November on election night, and you guys brought me. Okay, folks, these just aren't meatballs.
That's right.
Okay, they're not like, you know, you're thinking of just the small. No, these are, man, yeah, this is going to fill you up. So what's on the menu? I'll ask you this. What's
on the menu are those famous meatballs, Swedish meatballs. I don't know if they're Swedish. They're probably Norwegian.
Or something, yeah.
But
made with love.
Yes.
Well, they're made with love, definitely Norwegian.
Yes.
We'll go there.
The homemade meatballs with the gravy, the mashed potatoes, the corn, the coleslaw, the dinner roll, the dessert. If you eat in-house, it's the, you know, the beverage, of course. And then, but we do have dine-in, carry-out, and delivery. We do ask, though, if you want it delivered, please call the church ahead.
Okay.
Not that day, preferably. Mm-hmm. But we have all those options, and it's a pretty big meal. Like you said, it's huge. It fills you up.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, for $15, I mean, you can't go to Subway.
Mm.
I mean, I'm not throwing Subway under the bus right now.
Whether she's looking at me, her eyes got big, like, whoa.
But you go out to dinner anywhere, and it's, you can't get a meal like that for $15, a good home-cooked meal.
So do you get a lot of people coming in for, like, the carryout or a lot of deliveries typically with this?
Yes,
absolutely.
Okay.
You know, the pandemic really set us back as far as, you know, that's probably the one year we didn't have it.
Yeah.
We had one year where we didn't have it. And then we came back and it was just carryout, you know, and then we went back to, you know what, people need the fellowship. We went back to the dine-in. But ever since then, we do have quite a bit that still just come in and carry out.
Mm-hmm.
And we have delivery. I think last year we had about 50 or 60 meals that we delivered.
Holy smokes. Right? That was going to be my next question. Typically, what are we looking at as far as the headcount goes on something like that?
Well, we print up 300 tickets.
All right.
So we hope to sell at least 300. We have sold before closer to 400. Julie and I get there usually around 6:30 in the morning and start making the meatballs. So they're made fresh that day.
Right.
And we make an upwards of, you know, anywhere between 700 and 800 meatballs.
Good grief. In one day?
In one day.
So you guys know what you're doing. So
well, we had
so,
a gal teacher. Mom
your mom taught you very, very well.
Yes.
And again, family recipe, did she get this? Was it handed down to her and you just took it from there?
I don't know.
Is that a secret?
I think so.
Yeah.
I believe it did come from grandma.
I mean, our grandmother.
Okay.
She shared it with people, you know, where it's not like a big secret, but
it should be.
It's good stuff. Yeah.
And I'm thinking as I'm mowing down on this last election night, it's
right?
like You know, you two ought to really get into business on your own here and make this your living, because you could definitely sell that.
I do want to mention we have raffle tickets as well.
Yes, yeah, mention the raffle.
Yes, we have raffle tickets. They are $25 a piece,
mm-hmm.
okay, and we're super excited about our raffle this year. Who doesn't love cash,
yeah.
right? So the third prize is $200 cash. Second prize is $300 cash. And the first is a total. It is a grand total of $1,000.
Wow.
It is a breakdown of $250 to Econo
okay.
gift card and a $750 Allsager gift card.
Oh, how sweet
is that?
Get you
ready for the holidays.
Right, right.
Thanksgiving, Christmas, there you go.
Perfect.
Your meals are paid for. And mm-hmm. and it's local.
Yeah.
And it's local.
It's yep. local businesses that we are.
Yes.
We're getting these gift cards from.
You mentioned the fellowship, too. Is mm-hmm. it? I mean, people get in there. They have to mm-hmm. enjoy just
absolutely.
Talking yep. about the day. And it's such a great tradition.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely.
You know? So
absolutely.
You guys are making memories, too, which is awesome.
Yes. And again, we like to shout out also, Mom, for thank you for teaching us. also, we have our sister, Jody. She's always very generous every year with a donation of, like, for the raffle. And then it's kind of left up to, you know, Janelle and I just to figure out what we want to do with that. And so she's always great there. And of course, all of those that help us, we got those that it's just yeah. come and help serve the mm-hmm. dinner, the delivery drivers, the kids that help out. So
the people who help sell the tickets.
Help sell and tickets. Lois at the church.
Lois is awesome.
Thank you, Lois.
Church.
Okay.
But we will say, too, the raffle tickets, we only printed 250.
All
so
right.
your chances keep that in are mind. Very,
yeah.
very,
very good,
good.
Yeah.
to win. And it's like Julie said, it's mm-hmm. an awesome prize. There's your Thanksgiving and your Christmas meal right there.
I yep. love it. I
and
love
who
it.
Doesn't love a meat package from Allsager's?
Oh my gosh, right?
yeah, I'd take that any day.
Yep.
And you know, the great thing about you two, and like, you know, you mentioned your sister, your mom, it's a community service kind of genetic with you. It's mm-hmm. it's kind of in your DNA, right?
Absolutely.
So this comes kind of easy to you. It seems to be very mm-hmm. natural to you to just
yeah.
get out and serve the community.
Yes. I mean, if you can't give back to your community, who can you, you know?
Life's pretty meaningless.
Starts
you know?
At home.
Yeah.
Yes. It starts
yeah.
at home.
Without a doubt. Listen, Julie, Janelle, thanks for stopping. I can't wait till the next election. I get to talk with you again.
Yay. We love talking to you.
Come back and give me, oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
You got tickets. Good. Then I can give these away.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I can do a little trivia
yep.
tomorrow.
Two meal tickets that we'll give away to however you decide.
Fantastic. All right,
and
thank you
so much. Tell your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you want to buy tickets, please contact Breck Lutheran, 218-643-4892.
Mm-hmm.
They can contact
Julie or
us.
I if you know one of us.
All right.
But yes, please contact the church, 643-4892 for tickets. And if you can't get a ticket before Tuesday, you don't know, show up that day because they'll probably, guaranteed, we always provide for those who didn't get their ticket beforehand.
Yeah. Yes.
So you can also come that day.
Fantastic. Meatballs like you've never had before. Election night meatball dinner. It's happening next Tuesday, folks. November 4th from 5 until 7. Breckenridge Lutheran Church. Lady, thanks
Thank
much.
You.
Thank
stopping
you.
Stopping by. Appreciate
and
it.
And just
we
a shout
you.
Out on the 4th of November. It's also my son's 16th birthday. So
Oh, well, happy
Woo-hoo!
Birthday.
So I'm making him wear a shirt that says Mommy's Little Meatball.
I love that.
Yay, Keats.
He's going to love you for that.
yep.
All right. Thanks again. Folks, you missed any of this conversation, I'll podcast it. Have it up on our website early this afternoon. It's 9:50 here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW.